Om Shanti. Today's fragrance of essence, 23rd October 2019. Baba is saying, sweet children, the more you remember the Father with love, the more blessings you will receive and the more your sins will continue to be cut away. Sweet children, the more you remember the Father with love, the more blessings you will receive and the more your sins will continue to be cut away. So, Baba is giving us the significance of remembering Him. What is the role of remembrance of the Father? If we can say that is the primary thing that we need to have effort or focus on in this Brahmin life is to have remembrance of the Father. And Baba says that that is the only thing that can purify the soul. So the soul has become impure with the effect of all the vices for half the cycle, since the corporage, the influence of vices have made the soul impure. And for the soul to become pure again, it is only Baba's remembrance, because He is the only purifier. That is His task alone. Baba says no one else, no soul, no father of other religions. They only come to establish their religions, but they cannot purify anyone. Once they come into the cycle, they also become impure. But the only one that stays pure forever is Baba, and He is the purifier of every soul. And it is through His remembrance that we also become pure. That is the first blessing. You can call it blessing and also Srimat, that He is giving the direction. And when we follow that direction, it becomes a blessing for the soul. The blessing is be yogi, be holy. So when we remain in remembrance of Baba, we become holy. And along with that, we receive many other blessings. But Baba says it's not so easy thing. That's why He keeps stressing on it every day and reminding us. So, staying in remembrance, He says it's the easiest of the easy things, but it's also difficult because the soul has forgotten for all this time. And this is the only time in the entire cycle that we do the effort of staying in His remembrance. In bhakti, it is all, there is that love for God, but we don't have the accurate recognition of God. And it is only this time when Baba has given us the true knowledge that we have His accurate recognition. Like, who is God and how is He related to us? He is our Supreme Father. So, not just Father, but He is all relationships. He is everything. He is the mother, father, He is the teacher, He is the Sadguru. And so, from the Father, we naturally get inheritance. But even in Laukik, if we see, parents are pleased with those children who are obedient. So, here, our Father is telling that we have to stay in remembrance, and if we stay in remembrance as He is saying or as He is directing, He will be pleased. We will become His obedient children. And when the children are obedient, naturally parents will give blessings from their heart. Even otherwise, parents have good wishes. But when we, when the children are on the right path, they'll have extra that feeling of benefit or feeling of good wishes and blessings to the children. So that is why Baba is saying, when we remember Baba, then we get blessings from him. And also, if we look at the relationship of Sadguru, like from parents we get inheritance or blessings naturally, it's not that difficult. But to please a guru, it takes a lot of effort. So here Baba is a Sadguru and this is his direction, to stay in his remembrance alone. And only when we do that accurately, then we become eligible for getting the blessings of the Sadguru. And since he is the highest on high, so his blessings are also that elevated. But we have to be eligible for getting them. That is when we stay in accurate remembrance and remembrance with love and with undivided love. So our mind should not be wandering towards either other people or other things, this physical world. If our mind is not diverted by any of that and we have undivided love and attention only towards Baba, then only Sadguru will be pleased and will be able to get blessings. So one of the blessings is the soul becomes pure, it becomes holy. And what are the other blessings that Baba gives us? The blessing of becoming equal to him and staying close to him. So when we remember him, we tend to get his qualities in us. All the original qualities or virtues of the soul that have become depleted now at the end of Iron Age will be filling again. Like we will fill our treasure stores with remembrance. And we become similar to him. Like all the virtues that he has, he is like ocean of knowledge and ocean of love, ocean of purity. So we will also become knowledgeful, powerful, pure and happy when we remember him. So that is also his blessing, that he is blessing us to be close to him and equal to him. And also when we stay in remembrance, we get the blessing of becoming powerful. What powers? All the subtle powers of the soul. The soul gets like all the eight powers and many other powers, but the main are the eight powers. So we get them as a blessing for staying in remembrance. And also we are able to bring that into practical life. That is, there is inculcation of divine virtues. So we get transformed from an ordinary human being into divine beings like Lakshmi and Narayan. That is the blessing for the soul, right? And another blessing is that even while being in this world of sorrow, he makes the soul become detached from it. Like when we stay in accurate remembrance and we are lost in love with Baba, then any circumstance or any sorrowful thing doesn't bother. The soul is not affected by it. So the suffering is there, but the soul is able to stay above that. It's not affected. It doesn't come into that influence. So we stay above that and above the influence of the vices and also above the influence of the sorrow and suffering of the body or the entire world. So that is also a great blessing. So we get all these elevated blessings from Baba when we stay in his accurate remembrance. Baba also said another thing, that the more we remember him with love, the more our sins will be continued to cut away. So how is this happening? So One thing is, when we stay in remembrance, he is protecting us from coming under the influence of Maya. So we are not creating or doing new sins by staying in his remembrance, because whatever we do in his remembrance becomes an act of charity. It's a charity for the self and also for everyone else. What do we do about the sins that we have accumulated since copper age? So Baba is saying, even to get rid of that, the way or the method is to stay in his remembrance. And what happens when we stay in his remembrance? He makes us, the soul, powerful, that experience, that whatever karma bhog that is coming back will not be experienced. That even though we have to go through disease, or if we have to go through difficulties with relationships, or with anything, the soul can be, it will go through that phase, but without coming into sorrow. Like, we can overcome that. So that is my understanding of what it means that our sins are cut away. That we will be experiencing, the body will be experiencing the disease or the suffering, but the soul will be above it. It will not be under the influence of the bodily pain or anything. So the soul is free from the pain and suffering. And another blessing that we get when we stay in Baba's remembrance is, when we remember him with love and bhavna, he's the donor, he's the bestower. So when we do that effort of, or it's not even an effort, it's natural, right? When we get, he's such an elevated father and he's the most wonderful being. So when we stay in his remembrance with love, because of his nature of giving, and he gives unlimited ways. So he's the ocean of love. So he gives us back love in so much abundance. Like, for one thing, if we stay in his remembrance with love for in one way, then he gives us that love back in like multi-million times. He increases that much amount. And that is to receive that blessing, it is a blessing, right? To receive that much love from Baba is a blessing. So in a sense, sweet children, the more you remember the Father with love, the more blessings you will receive, and the more your sins will continue to be cut away. Om Shanti.